As you begin to listen to my voice, I'd like you to close your eyes. Close your eyes and have them remain comfortably closed because I'd like you to relax, to let go, to let my voice make all the necessary effort as you relax for the next few moments. Let it be a pleasure. Begin now to enjoy the feeling of being able to choose to relax, of being able to choose to let go, to be able to go inside and turn the world off. As you relax for the next few moments, you'll learn to enjoy gradually, effortlessly, and settle into a feeling of hypnotic rest. It's an ability your mind already has inside to relax, to settle into a neutral state. Deep down in your mind, there's something you want to make happen in life. The phrase, "I would if I could," it has an ending now. The words that will go through your mind many times a day, comfortably, is "I can." You believe it. You begin to feel the pride, the confidence that makes everything happen. The words that will go through your mind many times a day right now are "I can." As you begin to feel more and more comfortable with your past. Because your past is a very valuable piece of education. A very important piece of experience that has use to you. So as you relax, as you let your body go, you refuse to build your life on any form of guilt. Guilt has no value to you. Whatever has happened in the past, whatever you did in the past, was the best you could do at the time, in that situation, with the knowledge you had. The very best effort you were able to make. The only reason you know this is because you can feel better now. You are better now. Because you see yesterday through today's eyes. You understand that there is indeed no value in guilt, in shame, in negativity. There is only education. Only education and experience has value for you. Any childhood programming, any experiences from the past were controlled by circumstantial accidents. So you're going to keep the pieces you like, the pieces you agree with. But any feelings, any doubts, any fears that might live within you, anything you don't like about your feelings and attitudes, those things are not yours. They happened to you by accident. So you're not going to keep them. You're going to reject them as over, done with, gone. Now you're going to make each day happen. Your way. You're going to mature into that attitude easily. New experiences are going to help you mature into the kind of person you've always wanted to become. And you honestly believe that you are all you need to be to succeed. that you can have all the things you need to complement your success. And you feel this right now, and increasingly every day. But for now, relax. Relax and experience that positive attitude. For what you're doing right now is choosing to turn the world off, to go inside, to relax, to feel a sense of control better than you've ever felt before. That is your reality. Keep it. Strengthen it. Use it. You're going to begin to believe that positive, successful experiences from the past contain valuable emotional strength and depth that you've earned. Those feelings, those emotions belong to you. Just like any old familiar song or personal photograph, positive emotions will bring back buried positive emotion. Bring back feelings you think you may have forgotten about. Spontaneously, they will come back by accident throughout your day. Realize that positive memory pictures can flash into your mind and carry with them the same pride and the same happiness you felt at the original experience of months or years ago. Because those feelings belong to you. Begin to enjoy feeling the best pieces of memory as they begin to return to you. And for now, relax. Let your body go. Feel that body relaxing easily. A melting sensation floods through that body. As you relax deeper and listen to me, you let the world fade away. And as you listen, some of those positive images and thoughts and feelings and memories will flow through your mind. You're going to use the best within you. If you've ever felt pride, confidence, courage, success, and a need to be something special, you can still own those feelings and attitudes. You can let them come forward as an honest, active part of life, on purpose. You must use your best. Use your best feelings, or you'll lose them. And they're too valuable. Don't ever let the best feelings go. I want you to begin to practice seeing things as they really are. You're maturing, and you'll find great pride in those positive emotions. You begin to realize the final choice as to how you're going to feel in any situation is always your choice. No one can make that decision for you. No one does anything to you. It's your choice. Your choice as to whether you're going to allow them to control your life in any way, any shape, or any form. It is your choice. No one else's. You are unique as a person. One of a kind. And you may find that people may do what you do. But no one can do anything. No one can ever do it the way you do things. You are, and have been, special from birth. There is no reason in the world to doubt your value at any point in life. So enjoy that feeling, because it's real. Failure does not exist. There is no such thing. Only your degree of success ever needs to be measured by you. And even the most pitiful degree of success is a huge seed for the future. It will grow with any kind of attention that you give it. You're going to choose which one of these the world will see as being real. Fear or success. So relax now. And remember the phrase, I would if I could. Well, I would is a dream. It's a good dream. If I could is a search for a plan or a way to make it happen. How about I can? I can is the harmony of all the feelings and thoughts that make life happen on purpose, successfully. I can. When you hear my voice, and indeed every time you hear my voice, you can relax. You can let it feel good. You can absorb the words. You can believe them. Make it happen. Make your life happen on purpose. Because you've decided that you're going to be free of any feeling of being stuck. Being stuck before an uncertain future. A feeling that's held you back. But now you've decided that you'll no longer allow limitations or hesitations or uncertainties to define who you are. You've come to a point in life where you're preparing to move beyond blockages into an ability to succeed. You're making a commitment to yourself to focus on allowing yourself to experience the exuberance of being an amazing person. A successful person. Whatever success means to you. We all face an uncertain future because none of us can control anything outside of ourselves, our thoughts, our actions. We can simply make the best decisions in each moment to determine how we'd like our futures to unfold. And you can make great decisions from this point forward because you want to. And you realize that you're able to. Because you now have the confidence within yourself that you can make the right decision. In the past, worry or fear may have kept you from making a future defining decision. Think of those words, worry and fear. Where are they? Where are worry and fear? Can you see them? If not, where do they live? That's right. They reside in your mind. No one else sees your worry or your fear except you. And since they're only thoughts or feelings in your head and not physically real, then they have no business being part of any decision. They don't exist in the actual decision-making process. They're a hindrance from the past that interferes with the decision-making process. So let them go. Let worry and let fear go. Keep them in the past, where they belong, as they have no productive place in your decision. Instead, they can now be replaced by increased sensitivity to your own intuition. And your intuition is that voice from within that helps you to know when something is right or wrong. You have it to help you make decisions. And now you're becoming more sensitive to it, so use it. Intuition is a feeling that's guided through your strong subconscious mind. It's the signal from within that helps you to find answers, to make decisions. In order to utilize it, you just need to clear that mind, to relax, to follow your inner feelings, your feelings of what feels right, your gut decision. The initial feeling of right or wrong. You have sound judgment. You research what has need of being researched. You're intelligent. You have the knowledge you require within you, so clear your own thinking. Relax. Take a few deep breaths. See and feel which choice feels right. And then make a decision. You have an ability to achieve all of your goals through persistence, through dedication, through smart thinking. The suggestion to be successful in all endeavors is now stored deeply in your own mind. So you can just relax and breathe deeply and easily as you focus in on the idea of accomplishing goals, overcoming any challenges. As you soften and relax into this present moment, know that all good things are flowing towards you, with each breath becoming even more deeply relaxed and feeling that stillness. You have the ability to access the creative part of your mind, to find many ways to become unstuck, to overcome challenges. And you know that you always have free will to respond to any moment exactly as you want to respond. So settle yourself down in this time, which is your time. Today is a new day, filled with new possibilities. So notice each day as a new beginning. Notice each day with fresh eyes, as an opportunity to renew yourself. And you can access that creativity within you to allow many new responses to surface. Allow yourself to open up. See every day and every moment as an opportunity to embrace a change in perspective. There are infinite possibilities around you. Every day you can feel more optimistic, more renewed, more excited at all the possibilities ahead. Because when you change your mind, you can change your situation. And part of your mind may want to cling on to the old, familiar ways of the past. Part of your mind could be indulging in a bad habit, or a worn-out self-image that no longer serves you. You can now decide to break free. To break free from all those old patterns of negative behavior or any negative thinking. And to instead find new ways of positively responding to each moment. And as you release all of that old negativity, you can replace it with a positive energy within, becoming free. Creative. You're now free of those old ways of thinking, back in charge of your mind. You're now writing the script of how you want life to be. I wonder what that new story looks like. Feel that new energy that's being unleashed within you. Live in the present moment. Become more and more your true self and allow positive emotions to guide you. Commit to each moment fully. A new and fresh experience. Open yourself up and allow your positive awareness to expand. Allow into life new beliefs and new attitudes that will set you free. Find your flow again. Find that inner place of peace and calm. Each day, be more and more willing to live your truth, allowing more joy to enter into life. And as you embrace all of these changes, you feel fresh, alive, vibrant, stepping into the life you deserve, free from old limitations. Allow all of these positive changes to come into your life. Because it's now time to wake you So I'm going to count down from 5 down to 1, and when I get to 1, you can then open those eyes and return to here and now, this moment, the present, where you'll become wide awake and alert, feeling great inside, perhaps even feeling better than you've done for a long, long time. And you'll continue to allow the release of the past version of yourself. Safely and quietly, the release of the old responses. And this release will process gradually in the background at a speed that's right for you. So get ready to return to here and now, this moment, the present, becoming wide awake and alert, feeling great inside and even excited about this adventure ahead. So let's start with 5, slowly becoming aware of the sensations within you. 4, feeling that energy beginning to pulse through your body. 3, from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of the toes, feeling good inside and waking a little bit more. 2, breathing in refreshing energy, filling up those lungs. And 1, wide awake, eyes open, take a nice deep breath. Welcome back.